I'm Joe Kramer, composer of Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to listen to this podcast from the Geekcast Radio Network.
You're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network. Unleash the geek in you.
This is Geekcast Radio, and this is our 300th episode. I'm, of course, TF2 and Mike, and joining me is Steve Megatron. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hello.
300. How the hell did we get here?
Lots of time.
Lots of time, lots of content, lots of everything, because earlier, before we started recording this, I actually went back to the very first, I think it's, what is it, page 35?
Is that where we did the Shatner?
Yes, that's where we did the Shatner. Well, we didn't. We have 28 pages dedicated to Geekcast Radio. No, we started out with G.I. Joe Resolute, we did Star Trek, and then we did TV Technology. So those were the first three episodes.
So long ago.
I know, right?
So crazy.
I know, right? Why? This is something we should revisit on this podcast at some point. Why has network TV gone down the tubes? What the hell is network TV anymore? Everything has its own damn network.
Do you remember what we talked about?
Yes.
We talked about it being a la carte.
Yeah. And
look where we are. Look where we are. They gave us exactly what we asked for, and we don't want it. I mean, I'm just being for real. Like, it's crazy.
Well, the problem is, from that podcast episode, which was episode 9 of GCR, from that podcast episode in 2010 to now in 2022, the a la carte, even though you can a la your carts any way you want, it's essentially replacing cable packages because certain streaming services have certain things and certain streaming services don't have certain things. Sometimes there's the same thing on all of them. Sometimes nothing is on any of them.
I know. I've gotten to this point now where I'm not a huge fan of streaming services only because, I mean, I wasn't a fan of cable anyway. Like I wasn't a subscriber. Uh-huh. Doesn't impact me whatsoever. Never cared for it. I just, there's too many of them out there, to be honest.
Yeah.
And it's not that I don't like subscribing to different services. I just don't have time.
Yep. Yeah. We did the close to around the 70s mark of the show. We did our spotlights on the featured guests, the partner program content back when we were wanting to introduce all the new partner programs like Smeared Ink and Mark Who 42, who is now back with us doing stuff, we promote their stuff and, you know, they're back on the network and everything else. Turtle Flakes, which I don't think exists anymore. I know Rob and Josh are still around, but I don't think the show exists anymore. Punisher Body Count just ended because of all the things going on with the Punisher and Jake and Dane. I don't know what's going on with any of that, but
The G.I. Joe?
What's on Joe Mine?
Yeah, they're still,
going. Yep. No, they're still going.
Oh, cool.
They're still going. We've had interviews with a whole bunch of people in the last 13 years. MV Gerhardt and Matt Verboys from All In Records. I talked with John Takis. I talked with John Semper Jr., which is kind of funny that we're almost coming up on the 30th anniversary of Spider-Man, the animated series. I did the music spotlight. What else do we do in this? One of our very first top 50s was like the third or fourth or fifth episode, Geek Top 50, where you and I took 50 different geeky things and counted them down. So that's kind of how the countdowns really started. And then obviously Optimus Solo.
Oh, he took us to a whole nother level. But it.
Oh, yeah.
But thanks to IGN for botching it the first time.
Yes.
Because without IGN, we would have never come up with that staple.
True.
I mean, we would have, but it probably would have been half baked. Whereas when yeah. they caused the debacle to happen, it really gave us the ammunition to really fight back.
Oh yeah. So, and the top 100s, they keep counting down, folks. We've got animated series, animated films, animated characters.
Yep.
We've got, what else do we have?
We had heroes, villains, I think.
No, we didn't. We have not done heroes yet. We did do villains.
We did do villains. We did do Transformers. We did wrestlers.
And
TV shows.
Next. Yep, TV shows. That was the other one I forgot.
And we're going to be doing toys next.
Yes,
as soon
at some point.
The three of us have time to sit down and actually, you know, knock out some of the details.
Behind the scenes stuff. You know, we've done, you and I usually, and sometimes we would get other people, but just depending, we've almost always done a year in review show at the end of the year. There were a couple of years where we did not do one. I don't think 2015, maybe.
I don't think we did one last year either.
No, we didn't do one last year. No, I don't know. But there's, you know, so there's those. Optimus Solo and a couple other people came in with Star Wars things, like Star Wars quote, like top 10 Star Wars quotes and top 5 Star Wars rules and film ideas. Episode 85 was him and who else was in that episode? Top 10 Star Wars characters, which was done back in 2015. It was me and Kevin, really? I don't remember being on GCR 85. Okay, whatever. I'll have to listen to that later. But we've done a lot, and people might be saying, if you were only at episode 85 in 2015, how are there three? It's a numbering thing, folks. Trust us. We are where we are. Yep. If the little back end thing says you have 299 episodes, I believe that because that's where it is. And this is episode 300. And I just want to thank everybody from you to Kevin, to Michael Wilson, to just everybody that's participated on this show, participated on any of our shows, and as well as anyone who's listened to the sound of our voices for this long.
I'm sorry.
Me too.
With that, I've been, and this is just to a lesser degree, I've been toying around with a new website design for quite some time. However, mm-hmm. I'm not very fond of what I picked then based on features and just functionality and how, but I've figured out some ways to streamline some of the back end, some of the front end, some of the various aspects, and still keeping content, but also wiping and kind of refreshing areas, mm-hmm. better organization, more or less. So there will be some changes as we go into the fall on the website front, as well as the podcasts. Might be switching web hosts, podcast hosts. I'm still in process. So basically, I'm going to put out at a certain point a poll, or if people want to comment on this episode, what are some features on the website that you absolutely do not use or do not like, or what are some features that you do like, or what are some geek websites that you like certain aspects of that you would like to see us implement? Because I'm trying to narrow down on the site. I'm trying to automate a lot of stuff because honestly, like a lot of us have no time to mess with things, especially when it comes to the technical side of things like myself. Mm. Yeah. My time is so stretched thin between other projects that I'm doing, work, family, you know, the fact I want to be lazy and play a game.
Oh, the good old days of all things Transformers.
Yeah. So, I mean, I remember recording years ago, like 5 episodes in a day.
Yep.
Which I never get to do anymore, which is kind of sad.
Well, we're recording at least 2 tonight, this and something else, so at least 2.
Yes, at least 2. But yeah, I mean, I would just like to hear from people and discover what they like, what they don't like, what, you know, they feel like is kind of a pain in the rear on the website.
Yeah. Well, currently, as we're recording this, I can specifically tell you, and I was not meaning to do this on the air, but on the main page, under podcasts, if I go to any podcast, I'm just going to say I'll go to All Things Transformers. It takes me to the All Things Transformers informational page, which has all like 187, which that number's wrong because we're at like 418 now. We're about to record 418. Instead of just taking me directly to the category, it takes me I have to click 2 times to get to the category itself. So that would be one thing. If we are going to continue to have a drop down, I want those to go specifically to the categories.
Well, the only problem with going to a category instead of the page is it just shows the episodes. There's no subscribe. There's no...
Okay.
That was the concept idea between it. Yeah. Because on that page, it still breaks it down. Like if you go to All Things Transformers, we have, you know, an audio player there. We have the various platforms. We have, you know, information about it, as well as like the origins breakdown. So they're separated. Yeah. So, I mean, you get a little bit of that kind of breakdown, and that's what I'd like to do, but I want to try and automate it.
Yeah, true.
As much as humanly possible. Because coding some of that stuff was just, it got to be so tedious that after I did, I believe, GCR, Altered Geek, All Things Transformers, and like Cinema Geeks, I think I just kind of was like, I just don't want to do this. And I did Future Imperfect too, but yeah, I was kind of just like, I'm done. I don't have time. I'm just going to leave it. And I'll just put the categories for now, which it works. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I want to have a little bit more there per se. So, and it may just require a beefier plugin that does it. Like I plug it in with the show information and then I build the page out and it automates the rest of the page and I don't have to do it. Like I can do it from the back end, which that would be much easier than doing the page because the page itself is kind of, it's a mess to deal with. And so if I can, I'm pretty sure the plugin that I'm playing around with, I can automate about 85% of what's on this page.
Cool. Okay. So the reason why I say, like, I think it's great that we have this type of page that shows the various contents that, yes, it splits out the origins to go to the separate origins tag or the category or whatever. All as I'm saying is, if I want people to go to a specific post, because like you said, you stopped at a certain point. So I can click on the pull bag from the exact same, and it takes me right to the first page of the most recent episode. So people could then, and this is only, for me personally, this is only for either sharing or resharing episode links on social media, or if it's to say, go here and comment here, it really has nothing to do with anything other than that. And half the time when people are listening, I'm betting they're listening on whichever device, whichever service that they choose to listen on. So we may ask you all for comments, like we've asked you for comments, you know, on what you want to see and what you don't want to see from the site in the future. So when I go plug this episode onto social media, it's like, hey, send us feedback, comment on this episode, and let us know what you want Steve to put in the website and what you don't want him to put on the website, or what works or what doesn't work for them, and yada, yada.
But, yeah, so basically just looking for feedback from people who use the website and want to see, you know, different things kind of transpire.
Absolutely. There's been a number of designs we've had over the years, various fonts, various whatevers, and I've liked some and I haven't liked others, and we've disagreed and agreed on things. I like where we are now with kind of like this whole retro feeling thing with the logos and the stuff and the whatever. So I think that's really, really cool.
Yeah, that stuff I'm not intending on changing. It's more
I'm just
a website layout and some of the functionalities that are in it that may or may not have been used.
No, I was just, you know.
Graphically, I don't intend on doing anything new for a while. I've kind of burnt that creative bridge for the moment, and I have no intention of spending a lot of time doing any of that.
I mean, we are pretty set for most of our graphics, for the most part.
Yeah, unless something new comes along.
Yeah, which that's the other thing. That's the other big, big thing, folks, is that for the longest time now, I've been using what we already have. Like, we have a full-on cartoon podcast and Tooncast. There's no sense in starting up a whole... Because the thing with starting a new podcast, and you guys can go back to episode 297 when we talked about the podcast name game. The thing about starting up a whole new podcast on a specific cartoon series, you have to come up with a title. You have to come up with a title that nobody else has taken. You have to do your research. So I'm like, okay, it's part of Toon... It's Tooncast episode blah, blah, blah. Rescue Rangers film or whatever, you know. So I'm now all about just incorporating what we've already built over the last 13, 14 years and making that work for us.
Mm-hmm.
And also I'm kind of going with the less is more approach these days. I'm telling you, the top 100 Transformers characters countdown killed me. I'm lucky if I can sit here more than 30 minutes to record a podcast, let alone edit for what the way I edit. Because I, over time, I've gotten to the point where it's like, if I don't listen to every second and know what is happening every second during an edit, and if I say edit point here, edit point there, or whatever, then I don't end up doing it and it's still in there. Like, oh God, I screwed up and all this and all that and everything else. So GCR is still our flagship. It's always been our flagship. It's usually where we put the bigger things, but it also is kind of my, I don't want to say my show because it is our show, but anyone that has an idea for an episode, as long as they want me to help them record it, if they want to have their topic on here, you know, I've always said everybody is welcome and I'll just do all the production and deal with what it like. Tell my buddy Tom DJ. That's how I've gotten him on here several times. And, you know, it is what it is. And normally we do reserve the big stuff for GCR, but, you know, some of the stuff always ends up on the other feeds, like the top 100s and things like that and whatever else. And, but yeah, you haven't heard, and I think what episode 299 was a month or so ago, maybe, or something like that. So yeah, GCR is kind of like a sporadic release. I will have at least two new releases for the next 2 months, because my buddy Terry is going to come on and we're going to talk about some Blackstone Cherry stuff. And yeah, Geekcast Radio folks, check out all 300 episodes, please. Because I'm going back looking through all these pages and I'm like, we could redo that, we could update this, we could update that. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's a gold mine.
Yeah, it pretty much is.
Yeah.
Really.
Which we really should go back and revisit some of the old stuff.
The ones that I was looking at was all the top tens we did, the top 10 movies that we did, like the action movies and the westerns and the sci-fi and the fantasy and the this and the that and the whatever. Like, I was looking at all of those, and I'm like, I wonder if I made a new top 50 superhero movies list, what would be at 50 and what would be at number one? I wonder.
Could be interesting.
Especially now with, you know, the MCU, basically. Okay, it's not done, but we did that episode so long ago, I don't even remember what was out at the time, but I know Endgame, Infinity War and Endgame were not out yet. So, yeah, that's going to be very, very interesting to see what's going to happen with that in the future. Anything you would like to say to the audience, sir, on this feed? I know you're normally not on this feed a lot, but...
Well, not really. I mean, just kind of fishing for input and thoughts and things of that nature, just because we've been around so long, I don't want to not provide value.
Mm-hmm.
like, obviously the stuff that we do it because we enjoy it too. But
yeah,
if it's not providing some kind of help or benefit or something like that, there's other things I could cover.
Yeah. And somebody asked me at one point or another, what is the difference between Geekcast Radio, Studio 2009, and something else? And I'm like,
probably Altered Geek.
Probably. I don't know. I didn't want to. I don't know. Anyway, and I said, this is the difference. Altered Geek is Steve's show. He covers what he wants to cover in whatever way he wants to. And if I'm along for the ride, I follow his lead. Here, this isn't technically – Geekcast Radio is technically not my show, but I've kind of taken the reins with it and kind of done what I want with it, sort of. I have no – it's a general geek show. So whatever topic comes up, whatever discussion comes up, whatever anyone wants to come on and talk about, let's do it. Let's have a conversation. This was actually before we started Studio. This is kind of where I've kept all the music stuff, because I did the music spotlight back in 2011. And anytime any kind of music stuff from any of the bands that I like comes up, I'll grab somebody that likes that band and bring them on and say, hey, let's have a discussion. So I don't see that changing, because there's no sense in switching that to Studio, because Studio's 2009 is essentially our brand new show where we talk about anything and everything in the audio and visual medium realm. So movies, TV, whatever, you know, or other topics, like we've talked about commercials on there. We've talked about, you know, other things. We have the podcast approach series and all that. So, yeah, that's what's going on with us here at Geekcast Radio. We've got a lot of old things and a lot of new things happening. And where can the people find you online, sir?
Well, they can always find me on the Twitters at SCP21.
I'm, of course, at TF2 and Mike. You can also follow at Geekcast Radio. Of course, you can send us email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. Just, you know, leave in the subject line what you're emailing us about. If it's in response to Steve's request for feedback about the website, just put in their website feedback.
Because now is a great time to get that info in. Because I really won't have time to mess with her over the next 2 weeks, but it gives me something to simmer on during those 2 weeks until I'm freed up again to actually work on it.
He's going to become a stallion of the Cimarron. Anyway, yes, feedback@geekcastradio.com. In the subject line, just put in website feedback for Steve from and whatever your name is. And yeah, send us emails. Let us know. We want to improve, and we always want to improve. We always want to listen to what our audience is going to tell us, if they tell us anything.
They will.
So yeah, please do that. And next time, like I said, I do have a couple episodes over the next couple of months. September 17th, Terry Smith will be returning, and we will be recording about Blackstone Cherry's live at the Royal Albert Hall, y'all, concert release. So we're going to be talking about Blackstone Cherry again. And then after that, I'm just going to play it by ear. Like I said, we're going to mine through all this old content and see what we want to rediscuss or have a new discussion on or any of that kind of stuff. For now, I am TF2 and Mike with
Steve Megatron.
Thank you for listening. Until next time. Oh yeah, and unleash the geek in you.